With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is moving forward with his plans for what he calls a board of peace to address global conflicts. Bob Agnew has more.
The board of peace was initially conceived as a mechanism to end the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. But now the president says the new body would, in his words, embark on a bold new approach to resolving global conflict. It's a mission that could rival the United Nations. The president sent out letters on Friday to various world leaders, inviting them to be founding members of the board. The governments of Argentina, Paraguay, Canada, Egypt, and Turkey confirmed that their leaders are among those who've been invited to join. Bob Agner reporting.
Minnesota's governor and Minneapolis mayor have bluntly expressed their opposition to federal immigration enforcement in their state. But have their speeches broken federal law?
The Justice Department is investigating whether Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have impeded federal immigration enforcement through public statements they have made. Sources tell the AP the investigation is focusing on potential violation of a conspiracy statute.
The blast of winter weather has brought snowfall and sub-freezing wind chills across the Midwest and East Coast, as well as near-freezing temperatures in parts of the South, including Florida. The National Weather Service said Saturday that below temperature were forecast in the central and eastern part of the country this weekend and into early next week. In northeastern Ohio, sudden bursts of heavy snow and gusty winds created whiteout conditions. Tallahassee, Florida, parts of central Georgia may see some snowfall later this morning. Iraq's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has criticized President Trump for supporting Iranian protesters in his speech encouraging this. He called him a criminal. This is SRN News. A new poll asked religious people about immigration.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that white evangelical Protestants are the most supportive of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens. Nearly two-thirds agree that people who are in this country illegally have no specific rights under the law, and 57% say all illegals should be deported even if they have no criminal record. White Catholics and mainline Protestants are also conservative on immigration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas A&M University faculty have been informed that around 200 courses in the College of Arts and Sciences might be affected by a new policy designed to eliminate DEI and promotion of the LGBT agenda. The A&M System Board of Regents approved the policy in November, requiring campus presidents to be okay to okay courses on topics related to sexual orientation or so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Water reports on the discovery of the body of a missing 8-year-old girl.
The FBI, which is conducting an investigation with tribal police, isn't commenting about Friday's discovery of the body of an 8-year-old girl who went missing on tribal lands in northern Arizona Thursday evening. Navajo Nation officials say Malika Boone's death is devastating. Her disappearance led to officials issuing a turquoise alert, an alert system for Native Americans who've gone missing. In Arizona, the legislation creating the alert is referred to as Emily's Law, named after Emily Pike, who disappeared after leaving a group home in Mesa, Arizona. Her remains were found last February. I'm Donna Water.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from agrochemical manufacturer Bayer to block thousands of state lawsuits alleging it failed to warn people about its popular weed killer that could cause cancer. More details at srnnews.com.